You're listening to East Tennessee's premier sports radio call-in show. This is The Drive.
We're working like heck.
Hello, good afternoon, and welcome. Another stellar edition of The Drive kicking off on Fan Run Radio. Russell Smith coming to you live from one of our favorite places, Old Ben Franklin Motors in West Knoxville. It's a great day to be out here, if not a little wet, but still pretty good times to be had out here. I want to thank Jets Pizza for providing us with some food this afternoon. Let me tell you about some of these deals, man. They're getting the 2021 Mitsubishis in today. So these 2020s got to go. And the lengths that they're going to get rid of these 2020s, fairly extraordinary. I'm going to tell you about it as we roll along here this afternoon, live at Old Ben Franklin Motors, 9711 Kingston Pike, if you want to join the festivities this afternoon. Bear, good afternoon. How are you, sir?
I'm doing pretty good, Russ.
Good to hear from you. You excited? Big holiday plans coming up this weekend?
Not really. You know where I stand on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we're going to get into that, unpack that a little bit, and find out what's going on at the Bears Den this weekend. Trey, good afternoon. How are you, sir?
Doing pretty swell, guys. Hope everybody is good wherever you're at.
Yeah, man, doing well. Good to hear from you guys this afternoon. Of course, we're going to be off on Friday, so we got some time off coming up with no games, no football, no basketball for UT anyway. Friday and Saturday, Fan Run's going to shut it down for a little bit, give folks some much deserved time off. It's been a strange year, no doubt, and we still got over a month of it left. And I have no idea what's going to happen in December, man. I think this Tennessee football situation is very interesting, getting more and more interesting behind the day, by the day. And Trey, you know, we'll get into this coming up on the Rocky Top Report, but to say that the guys are all holding hands and singing Kumbaya over there in the Anderson training facility, I don't think that's exactly 100% accurate these days.
No, it's not. I don't really know the best way to put it. We've used so many different terms for it this year. But I think you've got some guys on the coaching staff that yesterday kind of hit a fed up point. And today it is what it is. They're on the practice field right now. They'll wrap up. They'll send players home for pretty much a day and a half, maybe 2 days, and then they're back Saturday for a practice. It's just been a weird couple weeks around that facility for a lot of folks.
Yeah, for a program that was in desperate need of a win against Vanderbilt this week and won't even have that opportunity. We'll see how motivated these guys are coming up after the break to go on and take on a Florida team that obviously is playing for a lot and is going to be highly motivated to come in here and beat Tennessee. And a Tennessee team that obviously is struggling, but on top of that might be missing some guys, key players, due to contact tracing for the Florida game. So no rest for the weary. Jeremy Pruitt and his program is they're back at it this afternoon. We will talk more about that coming up on your Rocky Top Report, brought to you by the Kregner Group. Folks, first of all, I want to encourage people to stop tagging Bear in the Catholic basketball tweet today. That is not kind. That is not what we're about on The Drive. We do not like to rub our friends' faces in it when their teams fail. Please stop. Please stop tagging Bear in the Catholic basketball. What a win, Bear, you have to admit, for Morristown East, who
doesn't exactly
look like a high school basketball powerhouse to knock off a team that features multiple high D1 prospects has got to be a thrill right before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I mean, there's two possibly you know, eventually, once they all matriculate from Catholic, there's quite possibly four top 100 players on that team. So, yeah, I'm interested to see. I haven't gotten a report yet. I suspect, it wouldn't shock me at all if there was some officiating troubles. It seems to plague Catholic whenever they go on the road into Upper East Tennessee. But we'll wait and find out. I'll have a report for you later, Russ.
Well, 46-45, the Morristown East wins on a last-second buzzer-beating layup today in high school basketball action, a shocking upset, one that our Parker Pewitt is referring to as the Morristown Massacre on Twitter today. How does that strike you, Bear?
I mean, it's, for today, it's accurate. At Dad's Drink on Twitter, C-A-K owns Dutchtown. I don't think they do. If you refuse to play somebody, you cannot take over ownership of the neighborhood. That's how that works, Dad's Drink for free. I don't know what to tell you. Canoes to Parker Pewitt, the Morristown Massacre, good nickname. Not as good as the Sutherland Avenue Slaughter that happened Friday night for your West Side Rebel.
Sutherland Avenue screw job. Come on, get it right, Bear.
Get it right.
You're a professional.
They didn't score on the missed fumble. They still had to play defense for us. That's all I'm saying.
Holding you to a higher standard than that. We expect more from that. Bear, guys, the other big story today, a lot of huge sports news this afternoon. We don't even have time to cover it all here in the first segment. But Nick Saban, COVID positive. He will not be on the sideline Saturday for Alabama in the Iron Bowl. And, Trey, what are you hearing about how his shoes might be filled this weekend?
So I'm not going to lie. I haven't been around much today. But I did – there was – he said something along the lines of – and I'm trying to remember the exact quote, but he said something along the lines of, we have a person in place that – is not an on-the-field coach, but has head coaching experience if we need him.
Who could?
So he's either talking about two players, Charlie Strong or Butch Jones, one or the other.
Oh, I forgot about Charlie Strong. He might be talking about Charlie Strong, Bear.
Oh, absolutely. I guarantee he's talking about Charlie Strong. There's no way in hell he'd turn it over to his Cabana boy, Botch.
I mean, what could possibly go wrong?
I mean, that pile of crap Auburn team could upset Alabama.
I'd pay to see it. I'd have pay-per-view. I'd pay $19.99 to watch Butch Jones coach for Alabama.
I don't expect to see that. Now, you remember, this is not the first time that Saban has tested positive. He was going to miss the Georgia game and was able to have a last-minute test out. Then very – very
yeah,
strange situation.
He's symptomatic this time.
So we'll
didn't
see if
say
he can,
that.
He is symptomatic. All right. Well, we'll see if he can get well and somehow get on the sideline. But I don't think they actually need him to beat that Auburn team. I would be shocked if Auburn keeps that within three scores. All right. We're live this afternoon. Old Ben Franklin Motors, 9711 Kingston Pike in West Knoxville, right across from the Chop House. If you want to come out and say hello. Telling you folks, the 2021 Mitsubishis arrived today. The 2020s must go. And there's so much to talk about. Let's start with the Mirage. No, these deals are not a Mirage. It is the real thing this afternoon. You got $1,000, you put it down on a 2020 Mitsubishi Mirage. This is a brand new car, ladies and gentlemen. You got high credit. You can get a $199 a month payment with $1,000 down. Medium credit, $239 a month. If you have low credit, you can still get a brand new Mitsubishi Mirage for as little as $269 a month here at Old Ben Franklin Motors. They've got over 100 to choose from, so whatever color you want, whatever options you want, they're sure to have it. They're offering $8,000 off the manufacturer's addendum. They're offering $4,000 over the Kelley Blue Book value for your trade-in. They are making the deals happen. Oh, and by the way, did I mention those new Mirages, they come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty, so you're going to be taken care of even if something were to happen with your car. Come on out, test drive one today, Old Ben Franklin Motors, 9711 Kingston Pike in West Knoxville. It looks like the rain is letting up as well, so it's a great day to come down and test drive a new Mirage, or perhaps the new Outlander, or perhaps the new Eclipse. They've got it all for you here at Old Ben Franklin Motors. Stay with us. We're coming back with your Rocky Top Report, brought to you by the Kregner Group. News and notes from the practice field with Trey coming up next right here on Fan Run Radio.
The Drive.
All right. Rocky Top Report, brought to you by the Kregner Group. They do real estate the right way. Visit Bo Kregner and the Kregner Group online at BoKnowsHouses.com. You heard Trey talking earlier. Tennessee is practicing today despite the situation with the Vanderbilt game being postponed this weekend. Trey, real quickly before we get to some off-the-field stuff, the practice schedule for Florida next week, how is that going to shake out?
They're going to practice on Saturday. They're making the players come back in town, practice on Saturday, and then they'll go Sunday off, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So kind of like a regular week, but they're adding an extra day with Saturday.
All right. I understand not everybody over there is thrilled that they're going to be back there and working out on Saturday, huh?
Well, they didn't quite understand why come – and this is just talking with some folks. They didn't understand why come back and practice on Saturday when you're not COVID testing until Sunday. Like, that doesn't make sense. A couple people wanted, you know, and look, everybody's frustrated. I get it. A lot of people are frustrated. But they also wanted that, you know, that Thursday, Friday, Saturday off, and then have players come back like normal, like they do all the time during bye weeks, and just have them come back Sunday and test and all that stuff. Yeah. Not happy.
Yeah, that's the interesting way to go about it. Doesn't make a lot of sense on the outside, but we'll see if they
go through
that. Because
they're not testing tomorrow. So really they would go Tuesday to Sunday without COVID testing.
And they're sending a lot of these kids home.
Yeah, well, they're letting them go home if they can. I mean, the kids that live like on the West Coast or Texas, stuff like that, that's going to be hard to do. But if you live within 3 or 4 or 5 hours, yeah, they can go home tonight. Yeah.
Okay. Trey, what is, I know you said you have been, did you read the thing that was tweeted out? It came from an Andy Staples article on The Athletic today about Jeremy Pruitt's buyout.
People
very, very upset about that. Explain this. Can you walk us through why fans are kind of smacking their foreheads this afternoon?
Pretty much because they added a few extra years. So what that did was is that added to the buyout. So when you add a few extra years plus the salary that he's already making, that adds additional – yeah, pretty much you're adding additional money. So you're adding – I think the number was somewhere around like you're adding an extra $6 million to his buyout.
All right. Here's the thing from Andy Staples. Pruitt's contract calls for Tennessee to pay 60% of the remaining balance on his deal. Had he not been extended, Freudian slip there. Had he not been extended, he'd be owed about $6.8 million if fired without cause after this season. After the extension, that number rose to about $12.6 million. So
yeah.
If you wanted to fire Jeremy Pruitt after this season, you would owe him $6 million that you wouldn't have owed him if you had just left his contract alone before the season.
Right, pretty much. That's how I've read it. Yes.
And by the way, I love the analogy Andy Staples used at the beginning of his piece today over at The Athletic. He cites one of his readers. This is Craig Smith on Twitter. Andy had written a piece about Will Muschamp and his huge buyout earlier a couple of weeks ago. And this guy responded, "Just once, I want to hear an AD say, quote, 'No, I'm not giving him a raise. I hired him to do this, gave him a contract that reflected my expectations, and he lived up to it. I don't give my plumber a raise when he correctly unclogs my drain. It's what I paid him to do.'"
Well, yeah. So I'm looking at his contract right now, and they put an amendment in there, in this new one that they signed. And the amendment states that they deleted the date of January 31st, 2024, and substituted that date with January 31st, 2026. And so pretty much they added those 2 years. But what that does is you're turning around and now that's being added to the process because of the 75% rule, which is they might have to owe him 75% even if he goes off and gets another type of job.
I mean, Bear, who's doing our contracts over there? Is Jimmy Sexton just writing it up himself and nobody's even reading it? They're just signing
whatever?
It doesn't
sound like it, Russ.
I mean, do we...
I don't know.
Do we understand the art of negotiation at all?
No. Not after reading that report, no.
He also has to pay Tennessee $1 million per year for the remaining dates if he leaves. So he's not going anywhere.
Yeah. We should be so lucky, huh? All right. So there's that going on. One other thing on your Rocky Top report this afternoon. Did you guys see the note about Derek Walker? Name I'd not expected to be talking about this week. The former Tennessee basketball player, Derek Walker, transferred out of the program after last season and enrolled in Nebraska, I guess after the season before, right? He had to sit out this past year. Anyway, he has been suspended by the NCAA.
Really?
16 games for a failed drug test during his time at Tennessee. A lot of people, you know, eyebrows raised when they saw this. It had to be something performance-enhancing, correct? Is that reckless speculation by me? They're going to suspend a guy 16 games for a weed test from 2 years ago, right?
Here, well, it depends on if it was NCAA insinuated. I mean, okay, wrong word. If the NCAA gave you the drug test and you failed it, that goes on a strike towards the overall NCAA. If a school does it, it's different. The NCAA, just like after every NCAA tournament game, the NCAA will randomly select one or two players from each team to get drug tested. So maybe it's on his overall record. I don't know. That's a lot.
Yeah, well, when I first saw that this morning, I was like, oh, no. Like, is this – like, it was just a weird story the way it read, and then you dig into it, and you're like, okay, well, this is not going to come back on Tennessee in any sort of way, but it's still a bad look, obviously. So, anyway, that is your Rocky Top Report. It's brought to you, as always, by Bo Kregner and the Kregner Group. Folks, you know, there's a whole lot that goes into moving, and the Kregner Group is there to help you develop a game plan that gets your home listed and gets your home sold quickly so that you and your family can find your new home and move on. From locating the right home to walking you through a closing and everything in between, the Kregner Group will be there to show you real estate the right way. Give them a call to set up your free consultation, 865-742-1035, or just find them online at boknowshouses.com. Bo Kregner and the Kregner Group, real estate the right way. We open up the G3 Help Me Hotline for the first time this afternoon, 865-546-8200. If you want to chime in this afternoon, 546-8200, your number to get on board with us here this afternoon. We're going to do a couple of different hot questions to throw at you this afternoon. First of all, we want to honor the day, honor the week, honor the holiday, Thanksgiving, one of my very, very favorite holidays. I mean, right up there with Christmas as my favorite holiday. What are we thankful for this year? And I know, it's been 2020. A lot of folks ready for 2020 to be over with. Myself, I'm looking for some silver linings. I've got a couple of them. First of all, the fact that we even have a football season. People were wondering about that over the summer. Very thankful that we've made it this far and are actually enjoying having a college football season. I'm thankful for the live shows, like the one we're doing here at Old Ben Franklin Motors. We have not been able to do as many of them, as we typically do during a college football season, but the fact that we are able to get out and still do those live shows, even during the year of COVID, has me eternally grateful. And then thankful for the show, period. You know, it's tough times in our industry. We're still here doing the drive, fan run radio, making it happen. There are plenty of things to be grateful for, to be thankful for. Bear, Trey, I know you guys have some. I'm looking forward to hearing them this afternoon. So there's that. We're going to do the Thanksgiving thing. What are you thankful for? Then we're also going to cut right into it with Jeremy Pruitt. Are you still confident that he can turn around Tennessee football? Are you still confident in Jeremy Pruitt? Or are you prepared to offer the vote of no confidence this afternoon? We've got a Twitter poll up at Fox Sports Knox. If you want to vote in that, head on over and make your voice heard this afternoon. A lot going on, a lot to get to. We will hit those questions for you coming up here very briefly. Stay with us, though. Nick Bromberg, Yahoo Sports, coming up next. We'll get his take on what's going on at Tennessee, the state of the program. Is there a path forward for Jeremy Pruitt? We'll talk with Bromberg about that coming up next, right here on The Drive, live this afternoon at Old Ben Franklin Motors. Stay with us. More Fan Run Radio coming up.
The Drive.
Welcome back.
The Drive continues here on Fan Run Radio. We had a Buster sighting here at Old Ben Franklin Motor. I think Buster's going to be buying a vehicle here. Buster knows where I live, Bear. You know, like, down to the street address. It's unsettling, got to say.
Buster knows where you live.
He knows where I live. Buster, he's got his hands in a lot of things, man. He knows a lot of things. Came up to me, he said, do you live on such and such street? I said, yeah. He said, do you live at the address? I was like, yes, I do, Buster. You know where I live. So that's
all righty.
Do what?
I said, all righty.
Yeah. It's interesting. Let's bring in Nick Bromberg, Yahoo Sports. By the way, note to self, never piss off Buster.
Buster may egg your house.
YahooSports.com. Good afternoon. How are you, sir?
Well, I thought it was a Buster may egg your house. Be careful there.
Yeah. I mean, you have listeners. We pride ourselves on having a very close relationship with the audience. There's not a lot we don't share. And now, apparently, that is, I mean, it's getting real for me anyway. Nick, first of all, happy Thanksgiving to you, man. We're grateful for everything you've done for us, man. You've been a great guest through the years. I hope you have some plans to have a nice, relaxing day tomorrow.
It'll be working on my basement in the remodel. I have a girlfriend who works at a hospital, so she will be working all day tomorrow for her holiday. So we're keeping it very low-key this year, given all of the unfortunate circumstances. But you know what? It's future now, I guess, short-term pain, long-term gain in terms of I'm setting up the basement sports bar, so it's for a good eventual cause.
Well, you talk about short-term pain and long-term gain. I mean, for Tennessee fans, there's been this is long-term pain, Nick, and I'm just wondering, you know, when is the payoff? Because it's got to be coming up soon. And you know, we talked to you through the years about the Tennessee situation, and most people have been optimistic for a long time, and yet here Tennessee sits at 2-6 with a couple of games left. And first of all, did Tennessee actually get lucky in your opinion this week in postponing the Vanderbilt game after we know the tailspin Tennessee's in, and then watching Vanderbilt put up a fight and look fairly competitive against a very good Florida team over the weekend?
Yeah, sort of, but at the same time, I want to say yes because, okay, you have a week to regroup and figure stuff out, but we saw just how little that kind of did with the A&M game getting postponed and after coming after that to play Auburn. So, you know, I don't know, quite frankly. You know, do you want this season just to go ahead and get over with or and not end up playing – is basically what's going to turn out, I think, across the country, not even just in the SEC, in terms of last place consolation games on Championship Saturday here. So do you want to be involved in that? I don't know. Do you want to say, hey, look, we're done on the 12th. I'm good. Let's fast forward to next season. But in terms of getting out of the spiral, you know, the more and more I think about it, and I know that for a lot of Tennessee fans, this may not sound like the greatest idea, but, you know, if you think that making a coaching change is the right decision, whether it's going to be this year, which I think you got to go one more year just because of the pandemic and the lack of available names out there, and or you go to next year and say things don't turn around after next year, do you really let Phil Fulmer hire a coach again? Do you have to start at the top and say, look, we're making another change? Because we all know that Phil is not the long-term AD for Tennessee. He was brought in to be the placeholder, be it for a few years. He got the contract extension, I know, very quietly this spring. Do you go ahead and say, look, let's find our new AD too. That person, he or she, can make the hire on the new football coach, and we can start fresh on both aspects. Because then, you know, if you do have a situation where Fulmer is making the hire, you're potentially setting up for, if you're a above average, let's just say slightly above average football team in 2022-2023, and Phil Fulmer says, you know, hey, I'm retiring, I want to move on, and you got to bring in a new AD, then now you always have that sometimes uncomfortable situation of an AD is coming in and inheriting a coach that person did not hire.
Yeah, that's always a sticky situation. And I guess a couple of things to that, Nick, is, first of all, if you were going to, and I know firing Pruitt would be the major hurdle with the buyout, and you just gave him the extension before the season, everything that's happened at Tennessee, the need for stability, that all is are certainly fine points. But Hugh Freeze is the name that, you know, Tennessee fans, he's replaced John Gruden as the object of the obsession of Tennessee fans this year. If that's who you're going to hire, I would say you wouldn't have to have much of a coaching search, A. And then B, with Coach Fulmer, I do think that, you know, you could certainly say that he botched this hire with Jeremy Pruitt, but you have to look at the circumstances that he was thrust into. In 2017, he was on the sideline. Tennessee's coaching search was such a disaster. You remember the details. He had to jump in there and hire somebody in less than a week. And I can't help but wonder if he had more time to conduct a quote-unquote proper coaching search where he's got time to prepare, interview multiple candidates, that maybe he wouldn't come out with a better selection given a better opportunity the second time around. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, you know, this is absolutely the snowball effect, you know, where you have a lot of cascading events that led to another, and I think that if you break the chain at some point early in this timeline, you're potentially not in the situation that we are right now. We're not having this conversation. And I am wary about, and I understand, you know, I think we talked a little bit about Hugh Freeze last week, and I understand Tennessee fans is wanting Hugh Freeze. Look at his record. Look what he's doing at Liberty this year. I realize they just lost to NC State in a very close game on Saturday. I think, you know, we're talking about this in the context of long-term stability and bringing back the Tennessee greatness that we saw in the 1990s, especially. Is Hugh Freeze really the guy for the job? And to me, I don't think you can say yes to that question. If you want a short-term gain from what we saw at Ole Miss in terms of, you know, if you have Tennessee winning 9-10 games really pretty quickly, look what he's done at Liberty. But then we also have seen the downside at Ole Miss and what that program now is having to be rebuilt by Lane Kiffin, and there's no guarantee that Ole Miss is going to become a contender anytime soon in the SEC West. They could just simply always be the chaos team. You have the sanctions. You have the bowl ban. You know, you are running the risk. It is a legitimate risk of our 30 or 40 wins in a span of four seasons. Is that worth it to when we get in trouble and something goes down and we have to start all over again and we're in a bad spot? Is the short-term high worth the risk? I don't necessarily know, for a program like Tennessee, it is. but because I think you're going to end up finding yourself in the same situation that we just, the cycle that just keeps repeating itself over and over again for what feels like eternity.
Hey, Nick, it's Trey. Thanks for joining us, buddy. And staying on Tennessee for a minute, something that interests me. Do you think, you know, Jeremy Pruitt, a guy without head coaching experience, relying on others whenever he took the job, and do you think Tennessee's trying to mirror LSU, Alabama, Georgia, those type of teams too much, and what they do with recruiting, how they handle stuff in the building? You know, from everything I've heard, it's almost, you know, it's like Saban's first couple of years over there. He's so strict, coaches don't know how to react. And then with the recruiting part of it, they're going after guys that they really have no chance of getting. So then they're getting their hopes up, and they're not paying attention to the guys that they maybe could get. Do you see stuff like that happening, especially with first-year coaches?
Yeah, and you know what this really, really sounds like? I'm kind of mad at myself for not thinking about having this aha moment until now when you were just talking. This sounds very much like what NFL teams try to do with Bill Belichick assistants. You try to mimic the Death Star and what's working in New England. Now it's Alabama. We've seen Nick Saban assistants get hired. But then what always happens in the NFL, Matt Patricia, we've seen him with Josh McDaniels in his first head coaching tenure. The list goes on and on and on. You know, the assistant never gets to the heights that Bill Belichick did. And then also you always see how Bill Belichick in the system was always better than the person that left it when it comes to the head-to-head matchups or just even simply straight-up conference records and overall records. Well, look at what Nick Saban is doing every year to a former assistant of his. He does not get beaten by former assistants. It shows just how special and great Nick Saban is. And by the way, best wishes to him. Hopefully he recovers quick and is back on the sideline soon. Are you trying to mimic? Should you really try to mimic the giant that you're trying to overtake in your conference that you have to play every year? Or should you do your own thing? Because quite frankly, I think a lot of us believe that Tennessee was very, very good and great when it did its own thing.
It's actually a good point. I mean, and it's kind of why I wanted to ask you. I felt like too much of what I hear is kind of the same thing that I would have heard, you know, for the first 3 years in Tuscaloosa, with Saban trying to put his together. So, no, you make sense on that part. Looking around the conference, I mean, you've got some, I don't know, some maybe interesting games. You get the Egg Bowl this weekend. You get Alabama and Auburn, though I don't know if it's going to be close, but now you have something to watch for because Nick Saban's not on the sideline. What matchups stand out to you from now until Saturday? Because we're going to get a good dose. I mean, Nick, that Notre Dame-North Carolina matchup could be pretty fun on Friday.
And that's going to be a shootout. That's got an over-under in the 60s, I believe, and that's not going to stun me at all if that hits the over, because I think Notre Dame's passing offense has really come alive the last few weeks. Ian Book's playing fantastic. That rushing offense is one of the best in the country, but now it's a very well-rounded offense, and North Carolina can't stop anybody. They can put up points with anyone, but they can't stop anybody. So that's going to be a fantastic game. And I also think the lead-in, too, at noon on ABC is going to be a great game with Texas and Iowa State. This is an Iowa State team that's a game clear of everybody in the Big 12 and is basically one game away from clinching a spot in the Big 12 title game with a win at Texas on Saturday. If Texas wins, Texas is right in the thick of it because Texas is going to have wins over Oklahoma State and Iowa State, and we could potentially see, once again, Texas and Oklahoma in the Big 12 title game. So we got two great games on Friday. And then on Saturday, as far as the SEC goes, I'm really kind of interested in LSU and Texas A&M. That's about a 14-point line right now. You know, LSU, it's sad that we're talking about LSU showing some promise against Arkansas as a good sign for the program, but that's where we are right now. And, you know, A&M needs this. A&M needs as many big wins as possible. This is a team that has to put up 50, 60 points. I mean, go out and thrash Bo Pelini's defense because you need to win by as many points as possible to prove yourself in the eyes of the committee, given where you are in the college football playoff rankings right now. And with the SEC having three in the top six and A&M basically stuck at five, for lack of a better term, with Alabama controlling the conference. And, you know, if this Alabama-Auburn game was in Auburn, I would say maybe this has the potential to get crazy. But with this game being in Tuscaloosa, you know, a 25-point line feels about right, even without Nick Saban on the sidelines.
Hey, Nick, real quick, before you go, Texas in that Iowa State game, there's a report out of Texas from orangebloods.com saying that if Texas loses on Friday, it's a wrap for Tom Herman. Iowa State and Matt Campbell have a chance to win a Big 12 championship, and now they're talking about Texas could be out. We got about a minute left, man. Could that really be over for Tom Herman in Texas if he loses?
Never say never when it comes to Texas. I mean, that there's been some absolute craziness there, and there's been a lot of talk. You know, Tom Herman even had to directly address Urban Meyer's speculation earlier this year, just not even 2 weeks ago. That being said, again, we are talking about an absolutely tepid coached market in this coming up this offseason. And, you know, the fact that nobody at South Carolina, there's no real clear candidate at South Carolina. Usually when you see a coach like a team like South Carolina, you make the move midseason to get ahead of everybody else. Well, there's not really anybody. You've got a guy in Scott Satterfield last night saying, hey, look, I'm staying at Louisville. I'm good. And so if Texas wants to jump into this fray, then who are they going to go get? Are you really going to go try and be like Texas, thinking you're going to go get Urban Meyer? I don't think so. But, you know, dream big, Longhorn fans. I have a hard time believing that could happen. But at the same time, like I said, you know, crazier things have happened. This is Texas. And, you know, it's 2020. We had Nick Saban test positive for COVID today. Rashad Bateman just opted out. We've had a few more games canceled. You know, I've learned to, you know, brace myself for anything at this point.
Wise words indeed. Nick, always appreciate it. Have a great Thanksgiving. Always appreciate you jumping on.
Hey, thanks for having me. I always enjoy talking to you guys. Happy Thanksgiving to you all and everybody listening. Hopefully we all have a great weekend and watch a lot of football.
Yep, there you go. Nick Bromberg of YahooSports.com. Follow him on Twitter at Nick Bromberg. He appears as all fan-run guests do via the G3 Help Me Hotline. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident, call the Knoxville-based law offices of G. Turner Howard III. Visit G3HelpMe.com or call 865-558-8030. Serving all of East Tennessee with over 20 years of experience, let the G3 team get you the money you deserve. That's G3HelpMe.com. Quick timeout. The Drive continues. Your phone calls coming up.
The Drive.
Fan Run Radio. The Drive continues live this afternoon at Olben Franklin Motors, 9711 Kingston Pike, where we broadcast from this afternoon. Nick Bromberg of YahooSports.com. Bear, what did you learn?
That he thinks it would be a long shot for Texas to go after Urban Meyer. Did I hear him correctly?
Yeah, the Tom Herman chat, I mean, they're 5-2 on the year. I know that the losses have been disappointing, but it's not like he's our guy, you know? I mean, he's just...
No.
He's like the Southern version. He's like handsome Jim Harbaugh. He's like Jim Harbaugh without the khakis, you know? He just can't get over the hump. And I know Harbaugh struggled more this year, but, I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I kind of... Like, if we can't have Freeze, you can do a lot worse than Tom Herman.
Yeah.
Is my thought.
I think we're going to get Freeze, though, man. I've got a feeling.
I'm sorry, what's that?
I think we're going to get Freeze.
You do?
What?
Yeah.
Based on what?
Just a feeling.
Good Lord.
Oh, my Lord.
Wait a minute. Bear?
Yeah.
What is Geraldo saying on Vol Nugs?
Geraldo, this is not coming from Vol Nugs. It's coming from something totally different.
What? Are we going to have to...
This
are,
no,
gonna, are you really going to make us spend
thing.
Another hour digging it out of you?
Yeah.
You know we're going to be successful. Why not just save the audience the trouble and spit it out right now?
I just got a feeling. There's a lot of rumors floating around town right now.
You don't. No. You don't have a feeling.
This is so ridiculous. So,
you heard something from some moron, and now you're believing it. Let's go ahead and tell
number
us.
One,
and we can dissuade
hey,
you of
hold
this
on,
notion
hey,
right
hey,
now.
Hey, hold on. Number one, don't call my internet buddies morons, okay? I didn't get it from them, but you show some respect to my guys.
They're fools. Right?
B-O-E, board over everything. I've been with those guys for 10 years.
I honestly don't know why we put you on the show. Trey, you're pretty good. You were able to get it out of him last time. I'm sure you'll have this case cracked in the next 20 minutes or so. In the meantime, let's get a call from DR Vol, the G3 Help Me Hotline. Hello, DR Vol.
Hey, guys, shout out to Nick. I just went ahead after what he said and put the over on the Notre Dame and North Carolina game, so I appreciate that.
All right.
Second, so, Bear, I love you, man. You always do this for my phone call. That's what I was calling about. Evidently, Doug Matthews, Fulmer's minion, went on his show and tripled down that Pruitt's got full support of Fulmer and Plowman today.
Huh.
Well, that's I don't know what to make of Doug Matthews and his Baghdad Bob routine this year. Trey, any thoughts there?
Yeah, I know exactly what he's doing. Phil told him, hey, man, you're going on your regular bit, aren't you? Okay, why don't you throw this out for me real quick? Well, I don't have to do it.
You buying that?
Oh, that's just funny.
Is Doug Matthews being Fulmer's mouthpiece right now?
I mean, there's no telling with Coach. I mean, he's been wrong in the past. Didn't he say that we weren't going to fire Butch in 17?
He's been wrong a couple things, but
He's always the guy who says the coach isn't going to get fired right up until the coach gets fired.
That's what I was going to ask, because I might have to go back and look at old tweets. I thought Doug Matthews had a lot of misses. I mean, everybody did, but during that coaching search in 2017 and before we fired Butch. So I'm hoping he's going to continue his streak.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's necessarily a slam dunk that, you know, he's talking to Coach Fulmer and Coach Fulmer's, you need to go out and put this on the radio for. I mean, that might be happening, but I would, you know, if Fulmer has something to say, there's plenty of ways that he can say it himself, and then you're not just left to the speculation, which doesn't die down when he goes out and says this stuff.
Yeah, and then when they find more about Pruitt's contract, I mean, Fulmer's just, you know, like Trey always says, you got to separate the coach and the AD. But man, he's killing his legacy as an AD. You know, Pawpaw Phil, you told us a story once in the desert, and it was a good story. You could tell the story to my kids that wasn't alive during the desert about how you brought in Hugh Freeze and saved our program. Guys, I hope y'all have a happy Thanksgiving, and I'm thankful for this show getting us through this madness called 2020. See you.
Thank you, DR Vol. Always good to hear from you this afternoon. Live today at Old Ben Franklin Motors. Folks, we told you about the Mirage deals they've got going on out here today. You need to come and ask about the Outlander hybrid that they've got out here too. This thing gets 74 miles per gallon. I mean, think of the savings that would net you, particularly with some of these lease options. $0 down, $358 a month for a 3-year lease. You have 15,000 miles per year, so I mean, it's not like you got to worry about going over that. 74 miles per gallon for a brand new hybrid Mitsubishi Outlander is fantastic. Come on out and ask them about it. Oh, by the way, you get a $7,500 tax credit when you buy one of these bad boys for buying a hybrid. So all kinds of little things like that to sweeten the pot out here at Old Ben Franklin Motors. Visit oldbenfranklinmotors.com to shop the inventory online, or just stop by. 9711 Kingston Pike is where we are. This afternoon, you come on out, see them, and they will work with you. Good credit, bad credit, no credit, don't matter. They own the bank right here at Old Ben Franklin Motors. Coming up, hour number two of the show. Bear will have your top four at four. Hayden on Twitter says maybe your Catholic boys should just schedule West Green and Chucky Doak in basketball too. Bear,
who said that?
Stay with us. Hour number two of The Drive. coming up.
The Drive.